Blog Talk Radio.
You work hard all week long. 1 hour, no money gone. Build a house and the rent is due too. Without the Lord, you will all fall through. There's no need to worry, no need to pray.
Been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God. Life. Eternal life, God. We pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls. And in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus, and we'll thank you for it, and we'll give your name the praise, and we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm starting to see him. just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is June the 15th, 2022. And we thank God for another Thursday morning. Hallelujah. The week is coming to an end, and he has blessed us all week long. And so we are grateful unto him. And today we want to remember 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 16. And this is what it says. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So this is where we want to keep our mind. What's true, what's true, what's honest, what's just, yeah, pure, what's lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Yeah, this is where we want to keep our mind. And if we'll keep our mind on God, he will bless us to think this way. We'll have these kind of thoughts and not concerned about what the world is doing and how the world is going, because the scripture already told us when we hear these things, just know it's getting closer to the time for him to return. Yeah. And so what we do is we're preparing more daily for his return. He promised us. And he's a man of his word. He's coming back and he's looking for the church without spot or wrinkle. And so we're grateful unto him this morning. Almighty God Jehovah that have all power. There's no higher power. We can search all over, but Sean Mitchell taught me quite well. You can search all over. You won't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than him. Hallelujah. Almighty God. Listen to that. He's got all the power. No matter what is said in the earth, if he speak, whatever he says, that's what it's going to end up being. You may not believe it, but I promise if you watch it, what he said is coming to pass. Hallelujah. If he said you're the head today and not the tail, you're above and not beneath, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yeah. You can look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. So look, if you believe this, you're on the winning team. And we love that winning team. We love winning. Yeah, because losers, we don't want to hang out with losers. It's a bad feeling to lose. Yeah, that's why you have so much competition and all of this stuff. Because nobody likes to lose. And with us, we're on that winning team. We're going to win every time. If we'll trust God with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and all our ways we acknowledge him, it's him that directs our path. If we just don't be wise in our own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil, God got the rest. Hallelujah. Oh, he's got the rest. There's nothing like him today. Listen, I'm a little tired. Been running all week. I went to Jacksonville yesterday. And sat out in the heat a while and just drained up. Came home, drank some water and everything. And I'm feeling better, but I got to get the rest. I got to get the rest. So this morning, we're going back to Psalms 22. And Psalm as much of it up as we can. I mean, 2 Samuel, verse 22. Chapter 22, verse 1. We're going to start that today. And we're going to finish up as much of 2 Samuel as we can. And on tomorrow, we have a special live guest coming in, Dr. Holden. And she will be coming to share with us how God brought her from homelessness with six children. She on the street. And she said she started thinking, oh, no, I got to do better than this. Went back to school, and God blessed her. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we'll be hearing from her on tomorrow. And today we're going to finish up as much of 2 Samuel as possible. and verse 22, you're going to see David wrote a song, S-O-N-G, unto the Lord. God had blessed him and he had no more enemies. Saul was gone and the Philistines stopped fighting with him and this one and that one. And he could rule his kingdom in peace. So we're going to learn a little bit more about that. Yeah. Okay, God bless you, Brother Lewis. He said that's an echo. Anybody else hear that echo? Send me a text or send me a message if you hear that echo. Irene talked about it yesterday. I think she told me she went to listen to an archive show, I think it was, and she heard the echo. So let me know if you hear an echo, and I'm going to get with Blog Talk and see if it's something on their end they can do or something on my end I can do. Yeah. So, because I don't want you not to listen because of the echo, you know, through the archives or the podcast. And God bless you. God bless you, podcasters and listeners and archive listeners, and as well as this live, the live listeners. I thank God for each of you this morning. Hallelujah. And I do love you. I do love you. Yes, yes. With the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Love you in Jesus. And I'm grateful unto him this morning for real genuine love. That's what people are looking for. You know, people following the world and what they think the people in the world like, and I'm going to do what you do. I don't want to be a robot and I don't want to be a clone. I'm totally different. I'm like nobody else and I don't want to be like nobody but me. Yeah, if you're doing wrong, I don't want to follow you in your wrongdoings. I went to see Nikki yesterday at work. And I got these white Reeboks, got a black pair too, had them a long time. And I don't wear them very often, but on a comfortable day, I want my feet, you know, to be flat and comfortable. I throw the Reeboks on and some jean capris and I go on. people used to call them pedal pushers. Yeah, pedal pushers. I throw my pedal pushers on and my Reeboks and a t-shirt and I'm gone. So when I got there to Nikki's table, she's giving out free tablets. If you get government assistance, you can get a free tablet. So a lady was up there giving Nikki her information to get a free tablet, and she just happened to look down at my feet, I guess. But they say that's the first thing people notice about your shoes. And she said, I'd give anything to have them Reeboks you got on. I'm like to myself, what? Some shoes? She said, oh, yeah. I said, well, they old, and don't you see them? She said, I don't care. I take them old and all. And it's an older lady, I'm thinking to myself, sugar, you in the name brand? What the foolishness? But that's the mentality of the world. See, they think that say something about them because people are always trying to scam other people and make them think they got so much and they're doing so good. I know people have ridden in Mercedes and BMWs and they did not own it. They rented it. They rented it for a weekend to go to different parties, to pull different women, to see if they could find a woman who would let them move in with them. Because they broke and only make enough money to pay for that Mercedes or that BMW for the weekend and keep tricking women until he find one who say, oh, you can move in with me. Isn't that something? But that's the mentality of the world. You looking at what somebody got. You see their glory, but you don't really know their story. You see what they got, but you don't know what's going on or how they got it. Because in our mind, oh, they work, they got a good job, they got money in the bank, oh, they handling their business, and he's sleeping in the new car he got. Or she's sleeping in her car. Or she's sleeping from couch to couch. I used to do a thing called sleeping on the couch, I think it is. Couch surf or something like that. Well, you let people in your house to stay. God never would let me do it. I was verified and everything, but God never would let me do it. And people from overseas come to America, and they need a place to sleep. They'll just bunk on your couch or your floor and go on to the next destination. God never let me do it. So they out here splodging, as we call it, like they got so much and they have nothing. We looking at what they got, but don't know if it's theirs or if they renting it, leasing it, or what. I can remember I went to Georgia for a funeral, and I rented a brand new car. And one of my cousins jumped in the car with me and said, "Cuz, let's ride. Ooh, you got a nice car." Now, see, automatically, look, he thought it was mine. I said, "Boy, this a renter, Tim." Mm-hmm. Click something. Yeah. I said, "Boy, this is my brother here this morning. I say, boy, this is a renter. This is not my car. I drive a 1998 Ford Contour." You see? The mentality of the people. I don't want to follow what you got. I don't want to have a new car because you have one. When I wanted my brand new truck, I had a motive behind wanting a truck. I had a reason for wanting a small SUV. And it was to serve the people. It wasn't for me to sport around in and look good because I got a new car. No, it was so I would have room enough to take over-the-counter medicine to the low-income clinics. I could take food and clothes to people who was in dire need. Yeah, they were in dire straits. So I was able to bless them and had the room to carry what I need. I could carry at least 3 or 4 people to and from a medical appointment. I could carry at least 2 people to shop for groceries. I had a motive behind. I got this house because I needed a place to live and I needed more room to do more things. To have prayer service, to invite folks over for dinner and different things. Where I was at in the project, I couldn't do that. Wasn't enough room. I used to do it there too now. But it really wasn't enough rooms. And I didn't want to fight nobody over a parking space. And so I told God what I wanted, and he supplied. But my motives were straight. I didn't want a house so I could show everybody, "Hey, look, I bought a house, and I'm living in the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. I got plush this." That's some foolishness. Because what I have is for me. It's not for me to tell everybody what I got and how I'm really living. When God moving, I give it as a testimony unto him because I didn't do it. But people looking at you, "Oh, she can do that." No, I ain't do nothing. I promise you, I don't have it like that. Yeah. "Oh, she got money." Yeah, well, go on and check the bank account and get that little $2.06 and buy yourself something with it here. See if you can afford a soda. A canned soda at that with the little 206, and you'll be all right. Because they sitting back looking at you, Blog Talk Radio. "Oh, I wish I had your hand." No, you don't. Because you'd have to go through the supper, and I had to suffer to get here. I went through something to be here. I didn't just wake up one morning great. All of that, got a following. Yeah, talking the big talk. No, I got to live this, what I talk. I have to live that every day. Every day I have to walk upright. I have to be not wise in my own eyes. Daily I have to fear God and depart from evil. Let me put it to you that way. Because there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And I'm going to tell you why people, a lot of them love me. Yes, they do, and I know it. They love realness. They love a real person. They don't want nobody coming and putting side blinders in it and just mix all it up with fake and unrealness and lies and cheating. People don't like that. People want somebody they feel they can trust as much as you can trust another human being. Some people want the truth, the whole truth, as Pastor Howell say, and nothing but the truth. Some people want to know you're real and you live in everyday real life. As black folks say, the struggle is real. Some people want to know, it don't matter what nationality they are, they want to know that the struggle is real because I'm struggling too. I'm going through what to do. And a lot of people won't turn it all over to God because they feel like their flesh need to do something, but mine don't need to do nothing but praising. My flesh don't need to do nothing but come under subjection so that I can obey God. That's what my flesh needs to do. Everything else, he'll do it through you. He'll do it for you. He'll send somebody to do it to you. You hear me? Yes, he will. I'm a living witness. Women sitting around concerned about a man, take that energy and give it to God and watch what happened to you. Men always sitting around lurking, wanting a woman. You get one, you don't know what to do with her because you haven't been healed from the last hurting relationship, Mr. Man. You don't even know how to be a man. Some little boy running around in grown folks' clothes and think he knows something. The only way you're going to be a thoroughbred real man, you've got to live according to the word of God. You must have Jesus in your heart. And you must learn to follow the instructions of God. Because God put the man as the head. He's supposed to lead the woman. But we had so many grown little boys. We had so many little boys and grown men clothed until women kind of came in there to take over even the church. I believe in men pastors. I believe in men bishops. I believe in men apostles. God can use what he wants. He used a chicken, a whale, and a donkey, so certainly he can use a woman. But guess what? I believe in the man because he made the man first, and he gave instructions first to the man. And when that woman came with the fruit for him to taste it, he was supposed to tell her, no, ma'am, I got instructions from God. You done taste the fruit? He said, don't do it. Now I got to leave you. I got to separate myself because I'm going to obey God rather than you. But the same thing today, men weak. Weak for women, weak for the world, weak for the things of the world, what they see, they try to imitate and do it. How about going to that book, all 66 of, imitate what Abraham did. He obeyed God. He obeyed God, so God counted his obedience as sacrifice. He counted Abraham's faith as sacrifice. Abraham believed God so. You want to do something, follow David. David made a mistake. He killed Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, but David got it right. And what he did, begin to follow God. He began to teach his son, Solomon. But Solomon couldn't grasp all of it. He wrote some of the most beautiful proverbs that you want to see because he was the smartest man ever. He just couldn't live those proverbs himself. He liked strange women, so he brought all these evil spirits to himself and brought so many he couldn't get back where he should have gotten. He was something to reckon with. Solomon had a navy, the navy ships and all of that. People bringing him stuff from all kind of exotic, all kind of places. But you couldn't adhere to those proverbs that God bless you to come out of you yourself. You couldn't do it. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to teach all of this word and I don't live it. Everybody I was able to teach grasped the word of God and ran with it. And on that great and notable day, God says, well done, that good and faithful servant. But when it comes to me, he got to say, depart from me, you old fake Barbara. I don't know you. You was a worker of iniquity. You was against me, faking for the people. And following the world in your heart. I don't know you. Get on away from me. Because on that great and notable day, he won't be the Lord and Savior. He will be the great judge. And all you have not done, you won't get to do it right then and there. It's over with. He's going to play your entire movie that you recorded. You was the star in the movie. You had the leading role. And guess what? You produced it, directed, and everything. And God going to play it before you. So you can't lie. You did this yourself. You know your work. Yeah. But we got to come out of the world. We're in the world, but we can't be of the world. What they doing over there, I can't do it. I'm nobody else but old Barbara. Jennifer Lopez said, I'm still Jenny from the block. I'm still Barbara from the west side. And we always say that's the best side. That's where I come from. The west side of Jacksonville, Florida. And I have not changed. And I won't change. I don't plan on no changing. At 65, I haven't changed. That's 65 years. I don't think I will. My parents just was down plain and simple to earth people. They didn't put on airs. They were who they were, and they taught me to be who I am, and that's who I am today. And I thank God for realness. I thank God for his realness in me, because when I come to him, that's what I say. If you are real, Father God, I want to be as real in you as you are real. Because we got too much fake. You don't know up from down today, right from wrong today, if you don't have God. You'll be confused, so much stuff going on out here. And people start thinking, well, should I? Well, I may be. Well, maybe that's the way it's always been, and I was confused. No, you're not. It has not always been this way. Hold on to the word of God, please. Hold on to the good teachings that you got. Don't let the devil come in and change your way of thinking. It won't always be like this. God is perfecting that which concerning you sooner or later. Louis, it'll work in your favor. He's turning it around, our glory for you. Around for you. God's turning it around for you. Jerry, it won't always be like this. Right now. God is perfecting that which concerning you. Sooner or later, you're going to walk. It'll work in your favor. God's turning it around. For you, around for you, right now, around for you, he's turning it around for you. Dorothy Goodman, it won't always be like this. God is perfecting that which concerning you. Sooner or later, healing, I see finances falling, sooner or later. It'll work in your favor. I can hear it. He's turning it around for you. Around for you. Around for Dorothy. He's turning it around. Lord. For you. Glory to his majesty. Hey, thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Andrea Spinner. It won't always be like this. God is perfecting that which is concerning you. Ministry. Sooner or later. The minister is going to work in the minister's favor. God's turning it around right now for you. Around for you. Hey, God. Around for you. Andrea, I'm turning it around for you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, it's a done deal. Sion, it won't always be like this. God is perfecting that which is concerning you. But sooner or later, the evangelist is going to work in your favor. He's turning it around for you. Yeah, that's a calling on your life, Sion. Around for you. Around for the evangelist, he's turning it around for you in the name of Jesus. Because, see, he need bold soldiers. Sion, he need bold soldiers. He need them that's not afraid to stand up to tell the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. No corner cutting about it. It is what it is, and I got to tell you exactly what it is. He's turning it around. It is wonderful to God to bless you early in the morning. Around for you. Hey, Louis, it won't always be like this. God is perfecting that which is concerning you. But sooner or later, Louis, it'll all work in your favor. All of it. No matter what it is, he's turning it around for Louis. Around for you. God's turning it around for you. Irene, It won't always be like this. God is perfecting that which is concerning you. Sooner or later, healing. Spiritually, physically, and naturally. Mentally. Yeah. God is turning it around for you. He's healing your heart around for you. Sooner or later, Irene, it will work in your favor. I'm turning it around for you. Hallelujah. Around for you. Oh, God, moving now. Around for you. He's turning it around for you. Hallelujah. I can hear that song. I can hear it so clear. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's turning it around for us. Because sooner or later, if we continue in God, if we continue to keep the faith, if we continue to trust him, it is going to work together for our good. Over and over and over again. It will work together for our good. Yeah. And he won't withhold no good thing from us because we love him. Some of us he called and chose. Hallelujah. We just got to stay with him and remember what his words say. And the only way we're going to remember, we have to study it. See, if we learn it, we'll forget. If we remember his word, we'll forget. But if you learn it, it will be in you forever. It's like riding a bicycle. Once I learned to ride that bicycle, Charles Outlaw taught me to ride. Right there on Prelude Street.
Prelude.
Right there by the Belton. Okay. Yeah, we live between the Outlaws and the Belton.
Okay.
And where the monkey was coming down the fence. Yeah. And so he taught me to ride the bike. So from then on, I'm talking to my brother, y'all. From then on, I know today at 65, I have not rode a bike in forever. But if I get on a bike today, I'll ride it just as good as anybody. I never forgot. So if we learn the word of God, we'll never forget it. I learned that Proverbs 5:3-7. Oh, I love that scripture. It has made my life so much better and so easier to live because I don't have to struggle with nothing. I turn it loose, give it to God, and walk away. If I didn't do that, I would be some kind of case, psychotic, crazy, just messed up, mixed up. Don't know up from down, down from up, right from wrong, over from under. I would. But greater is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. I have a song I say, I found a savior. And he's sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise, stormy winds may blow. I can tell the world wherever I go that I, Barbara Pittman, found a savior, and he is sweet, I know. Let me tell y'all this right quick, and we're going to move on. The boys in your family carry on the name of the dad. He carry on the last name of his father. I went to prison, and they have something they call classification. Once you get in there, and you go through reception and orientation. You go through classification. That's your last step before they assign you on the compound where everybody else is. In my classifications, they was reading all stuff, telling me about my family. And so they asked me, they said, who is your mother? I said, Mary Lenny Pittman. They looked at each other, who is your dad? I said, his name was Prince Pittman, and he didn't have a middle name. I said, because he was always a prince to my grandmother. And so they looked at each other and they asked me other questions and I told them. So at coming up to the ending of the team, they said, about Prince Pittman, are you sure that's your father? I said, look here, y'all playing in here today now. I said, that is my dad. I know that's my daddy. And they started laughing. They said, yeah, that is your biological father. I said, and I knew that. And they laughed some more. So at the ending of Teams, I started asking them questions. And they was, it's about six or seven people in a room, and all of them got high positions. And these are going to be your team members who you deal with your whole time while you doing prison time, unless they die or they get another job. So I started asking them questions. They answered my questions, very happy. They were very kind to me. I felt a little strange. They were so kind. And so, and there's one lady, her name was Miss Russell, and she was a sergeant in the military before. And they said, oh, she's a mean something, Barbara. Oh, you got to watch her. Look, when I got to know this lady, before the teens, before my classification, when I got to know this lady, the woman wasn't mean. She just meant what she said. She wasn't a bit more mean than a man in the moon. And guess what? She was very protective of me coming out the gate. I said, now, they said that woman was real, real mean. Watch out for her. And then she carried herself like a military sergeant. I'm not playing. And she did not play the radio. But if you did what you were supposed to do, you didn't have no problems at Miss Russell. Yeah. And see, you got all kind of people in there with mental health, severe mental health issues. Everybody in there don't have a sound mind, I'm here to tell you. So this woman had been there plenty of years so she could see some things and she understood some things. And she knew when mental health was kicking in on people, she knew all of that. And I'm just going through that like I'm at a girl's camp. I could care less. Well, number one, I was from Duval County. I was from Duval County, Jerry, and I was never afraid. You heard what I said, Jerry, and I had Waller game. Yeah, you got to bring something to get something out, Jerry, so I wasn't never scared. I wouldn't care if you was 300 pounds or 16. You were going to know you had been, you know, wilding with Bobby. You were going to know that. Please believe it. And so, this one person, she didn't like me. Her name was Laverne. Oh, she couldn't stand me. I didn't even know this lady. Had never saw a day in my life. She was from Tampa. And so we went for the testing for the IQ. And when we got back, you know, they would test you, then bring you back. Well, when they brought us back to give us our results, they talk to you a little bit, you know, kind of get a feel of you, where your head at, you know, what you're dealing with. So the lady asked the question, and you fill in the answer. She said, I wouldn't be blank like this, but blank. When she got to me, I said, I wouldn't be this overweight if my dad had not fed us dessert for every meal we ate, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I said, this man loves sweets. He used to put sugar in his soda. So he was addicted real bad to sugar, and he messed us up with the sugar. And so the whole room, all was so hilarious to them. And it struck me, she was just bent all over the desk, crying off of that thing. And so when she got herself together, she said, I've never heard that before. I've never heard anybody think like that before. And she said, I had a basic high IQ. Well, when we get back to R&O, Laverne had a problem with that. And so she was walking around cussing and everything. And after I got back and, you know, put my stuff in the safe and my lock and everything, I goes to the bathroom. Well, I hear her come in the bathroom. At the time, I didn't know her name. I didn't know who she was, where she was from. And she just a cussing and yeah, she this and that. And so I come out the stall and I'm at the sink with the soap washing my hands. And she walk on back through the door to go back, you know, in the day room. And so the girl next to me, she was washing her hands. She said, hey, Big Mac. I said, yeah, I was Mac at the time. She said, Big Mac, she talking about you. I said, huh? She said, yeah, and see, by that time, I was where I am now. I was saved like this now. So when she told me that, I said, well, oh, let me go see what the problem is. And I reach for the paper towel. I can see it like it was yesterday, y'all. I reached for the paper towel, and I was going to dry my hands. And I had to go to the left to go out through the door to go back to the day room. This is where everybody hang. And as I turned to the left, I didn't make a step. Miss Russell come through the door. And when she come through the door, she said, hey, Mac, you all right? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, are you going to be all right? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, you know, sometimes people, their mental health kick in a little bit more than other times. She said, but I already remedied your problem. You don't have no more problems in here. And if you do, the state of Florida, Department of Corrections, Barbara, they can remedy those problems for you too. I said, thank you, Miss Russell. So I turn and I'm going on back through the door. And these girls from Jacksonville, Rosalind, Joanne, Kat, there was my running pot. And I smoked a lot during these days, you know, and so Rosalind would supply me cigarettes. And so I come on out, and they say, hey, Mike, what's going on? I said, I don't know. The girl in the bathroom say that woman was cussing me out and wanting to fight and all of that. I said, but I didn't know it. Robin said, didn't I tell y'all? Didn't I tell y'all Mike ain't know she wanted to thump? If Mike would have known she wanted to thump, she'd have turned this whole R&O out. Y'all know how she is. She get hyped too quick. I told Mike, I told him you didn't know she wanted to thump. I said, I didn't know. I said, she came in the bathroom with all that cussing and she this and she did, but she ain't never called no name. I said, and when she was doing all of that, I was in the stall. When I come out the stall to wash my hands, she went through the door to come back to the day room out soon. I said, and then when I was washing my hands, that's when the girl told me she was talking about me to me. She wanted to rumble. I said, and when I got ready to turn, there go Miss Russell. And Miss Russell said she had remedied the problem. Yeah, Mac, they locked her, Mac. They put in lockup. Now listen to this. No matter where I went, God gave me favor. Y'all hear me? And some days I felt like David. But yet, God loved me. Yeah, yet, I did some crazy things, but yet, God loves me. So look, I found out they done locked her and all of that. I put her down in lockup, combined it. So I've gone through R&O, another young lady from the bottom, down in Pehokee. We call it the muck. She come, her name was Jane Gordon, and she became my friend. We became all right. Because who you connect with, they taught me don't connect with those from the same county or city. You connect with somebody else, but you stay in touch with your, you know, homies, as they call them. So I have plenty of homies, but, you know, I connected with Gordon, and, you know, me and her, you know, we walked the walk until they shipped her on the way for 25 years. I didn't have but 3 years, and I wasn't going to do but 19 months, only three. But I went through just what anybody else with a life sentence would go through in prison. They don't make no separation. Oh, well, Mac, you only have 3 years. We're going to treat you kinder. Oh, heck no. You get it like everybody else. You end up with murderers, thieves, robbers, all kind of stuff. Folk done killing children. Just anything imaginable under the sun that can go to prison, you end up with it. And so me and Gordon, we came out on the compound, this and that, but she disappeared. I said, well, what happened to Gordon? They said, they sent her up to BCI, Broward County Correction. She had some heavier charges than she told you. I said, well, her charges is a business. You know, she was all right with me. And we used to talk about family and stuff like that. So after that, they let me loose at the teams, the classification teams. They let me out on the compound. They assigned me to the factory. I got 3 cents for sewing drawers, the tags in me and drawers, 3 cents a pair. And I went on through to do whatever I had to do. When I got off the, when they assigned me a dorm where I would live, they assigned you a bed. And the officer over the dorm, she greet you at the door and walk you to your bed and show you where it's at. So the bed next to me was empty. And it stayed empty for a while. The bed on the, that would be on the right. The left bed had a somebody in it. But the one on the right had nobody. Well, about a week or so went by, and I came in from the lunch break, and that was somebody's stuff on the bed. And so when I looked up, the same woman, Laverne, that wanted to stop, she come down the hall and got her stuff on the bed and started making the bed up. I just sat there and looked. I said, now these people know this woman wanted the rumble and going to put her next to me. And now look, I'm crazy. I'm just kidding you. Most people would have watched her all night long. I got in my bed and went to sleep. Y'all, you hear what I say? I think back to that day sometimes I said you was a fool. But see, God watch over fools. They tell me, he take care of fools. I got in my bed and went to sleep, was never worried or none of that. And the next day, I came in from lunch like I always do. And she said, how you doing? I looked over there, I said, I'm all right, how you doing? She said, well, this is not my first time. I said, it's not your first time being in prison? She said, no, but I tried to keep her. A false face. Oh, I tried not to look back. Are you some kind of fool? Yeah, you're not. You're a real crazy person. I don't have to ask that. So she said, yeah, I've been here before. And I did 5 years. I said, to the door, yeah, I did 5 years all the way. I said, no work release, nothing. My family took good care of me. And I said to myself, that's the problem. Y'all come up here and let these family members give you all their money and all their stuff and take good care of you. And so you feel like if you want to go back and do some more wrong, you do it. And when you get back in here, they're going to do the same thing. Yeah, I refuse to do my dad like that. Asked him for money all the time. I'm calling him, running up his phone bill. But he told me, I'm going to come and see you one time. And after that, you on your own. Because I didn't teach you to lie, cheat, or steal. You did that on your own. So don't try to put that on me. He come and he saw me. One time. And I don't think he came back again. Yeah. And I was good with that because he had warned me now. It didn't make him not love me any less. He didn't love. He was troubled over that thing. I see, I'm young and crazy. I didn't have sense enough to know this is troubling your daddy. And you know how much he loves you. And you troubling him like this, you got to stop. Now, I didn't consider him. I considered me. But God is faithful. I told you all of this to let you know Almighty God that have all the power is faithful. If he called you to something, he chose you for something, and he know one day you will receive him and obey him, obey your call and nothing is going to happen. You can jump off the Empire State Building with no clothes on and nothing is going to happen to you. When Satan told Jesus, well, jump off the building and nothing going to happen to you. The angels are catch you unless you dash your foot. You can dash your foot. Guess what? Nothing going to happen to you. Because God have an appointed date and time when he going to call you on in and draw you in. And he's going to make you an offer you can't refuse. You won't refuse that offer. He made the offer so plain to me. Some of the offer I didn't understand, but I feared him enough not to challenge it. Just obey. And here I am today in good shape. Here I am today going everywhere, talking of his wondrous works, making known his deeds among the people. Yeah, I wanted to share that testimony. Why? God is calling y'all. He's calling you out of darkness into this marvelous light to do a work unto him. And some of you holding up people blessing, talking about what the pastor talking about and talking about what you thinking. Now, Ludacris, anybody know Ludacris? I know some of y'all old heads, they call you. I know y'all know who Ludacris is. When I move, you move. Sion, just like that. When I move, you move. Listen, when God call you out, when he give you an assignment, when he tell you what your ministry is, when he move, you move, just like that. You ain't got time to question nothing. Lord, I'm moving in you. This is what you would have me to do. But see, if we ain't got it right in our hearts all the way with God, we'll have some fear, we'll have some doubt, some craziness to come up in there. Now, God, you ain't called me to this. What? But what you got to do is step out in faith. Step out to do a good work. And you'll get a moment to breathe and say, Lord, if this is not you, stop me now. Because you got people that don't have God. You got people that's mental health issues galore. Severe mental health issues out here talking about they leading God people. And familiar spirits which have those same mental health spirits following them. And bringing their children to follow these crazy people. I refuse. He didn't give me stupid. He gave me power, love, and a sound mind. Y'all forgive me. I got that from Mike Murdoch. He gave me power, he gave me love, and he gave me a sound mind. He didn't give me act the fool. He let me do that in my younger years when I was in the world. When I was in the world, I could act any kind of fool I wanted to. I ain't have no remorse over it. I didn't give it a second thought. But if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Yeah. And I thank God for bringing me out of the darkness. I thank God when he shined his light, I comprehended. Because God will shine light in darkness and the darkness won't comprehend. But I thank God I snatched hold to him and I wouldn't let go. I was like, Jacob, I'm not turning you loose until you give me wisdom and understanding of your word. Until you hear my prayer, I can't turn you loose. I got to stay right here until you bless me. And Father, I need uncommon blessings. He'll do it for us over and over and over again. I'm so blessed this morning to know him for myself. Hallelujah. And so we thank him this morning. Look, again, my brother's here this morning with me while I'm doing the show. And I am going to dedicate this one to him this morning.
Tell somebody, I don't care what the devil told you. God made his way. You don't hear me? Tell somebody, God made his way. God made his way. God made his way. Everything that the devil tried, God made his way. God made his way. God made it fail, it made it fail. Everything that the devil tried, God made it fail. God made it fail. God made it fail. Everything the devil tried, God made it fail. God made it fail. God made it fail. He made it fail. Everything that the devil tried, God made it. Y'all not happy. Say y'all not happy. God made it fail. God made it fail. Everything the devil tried, God made it fail. God made it fail. He made it fail. Everything that the devil tried,
God made me. Oh, you got to just, I said, you got to let the floor have it now. I say, you got to let the floor have it. I say, God made it fail. I said, God made it fail. I said, hey. So we got to quit. Find you somebody that you need to prophesy to tonight in this room. Find you somebody to tell them God made it fail.
Yes, sir.
God made it fail. Everything the devil tried, God made it fail. God made it fail. God made it fail. He made it fail. Everything that the devil tried, God made it fail. You got to believe it, church. I need 10 more dancers. I said I need 10 more dancers, that's all. If I had 10 more dancers, we'd shift this. I said if I had 10 more dancers, we'd shift this room. I said if we had 10 more dancers. One more time. God made it fail. God made it fail. Everything the devil tried. God made it fail. God made it fail. God made it fail. He made it fail. Everything that the devil tried. 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 He tried to take my mind. He tried to take my joy. He tried to make me lose my life. He tried to make me lose my mind. Everything that the devil tried,
God made. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God made it fail. Because see, look, many of us are supposed to be dead and gone, out of here. And the devil wanted to catch us in our sins. He wanted to catch us when we was doing wrong. He wanted to catch us when we had done wrong and not repented. He wanted to catch us and kill us. That way we didn't have a chance to get it right with God. But God made it fail. They diagnosed you a long time ago with some kind of craziness, and you still here. God made it fail. Yeah. You was in the car accident. You was there while they were shooting. But God made the bullet fail from hitting you. God made the car accident miss you. You escaped. God made it fail. Some people came out of the accident with no scratches or nothing. They said they was hurt because they wanted some money. But guess what? Well, nothing wrong with these people. God made it fail. God made it fail.
Hallelujah.
Everything that the devil tried, God made it fail. Oh, yeah. Many situations, God made it fail on our behalf. Because the things that happened with us, we should have lost our mind completely, never been able to function. We shouldn't have been able to cook for ourselves, eat, wash our clothes, drive a car. We shouldn't have been able to do nothing else but just be somewhere in a mental institution. Don't even know what day it is. But God made it fail. Somebody look at themselves and say, I'm not like Sherilyn. She got this and that. Look here. Tell God thank you for where you are. He made the other stuff fail. And he has already made a lot of stuff fail for Sherilyn. Oh, look at John. He bumped. He yoked up. Look at him. He's driving a sports car. He got a good job. Look at John. When he retired with plenty of money. Let me tell you something. God made it fail, huh? He made it. He done made a lot fail for John. God did it. But he's doing more for you. Stop comparing yourself to other people. No need for us to compare. Listen, it's 8:11. Okay, they don't want nothing. So when they don't want nothing, you have to help them. So look, we're going on. Well, excuse me. I said we were through. All right, so we're looking now at 2 Samuel. The 22nd verse. I'm 11 minutes over. I like to get in right at 8, but this morning I went 11 minutes over. But it's all right. It's all right. So we're looking at verse 1 of 2 Samuel chapter 22. Again, that's 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 1. And I went ahead and got my basic English Bible up so that my basic English people can understand. Yeah. So in verse 1 it says, and David made a song to the Lord in these words. On the day when the Lord made him free from the hands of all his haters and from the hand of Saul. Yeah. God made him free from the hands of his enemies and the hands of Saul. We remember how he was hiding in the rocks in the caves and went over there and cut a piece of Saul's robe off to let him know, hey, look what I got. I was over there, Saul. I could have killed you if I wanted to, but I didn't. We remember Absalom. Don't you remember? He tried to kill his daddy. Had him on the run. The whole kingdom, the king family and everybody had him on the run. Went on the housetop and laid with his wives, the ones he left behind to keep the house. Because David knew he was coming back. And God told him, it's going to be done in the sunlight. It's going to be done in the day. When you go up there, when Absalom go up on the house and lay with them women, everybody going to get to see everybody. The elders was against him. Sheba said, no, we're not following you no more, David. We over you. Every man back to his tent. Everybody go home. And nobody from Israel following David. Judah can do what they want, but Israel, we're not following you no more, David. And he come to do some dirty deeds. Amasa, remember Amasa? Amasa left because he was going to go help Sheba to destroy David. But Joab caught him and put the sword through him. And all his guts and everything spilled out. I hate to be graphic, but that's what happened. Spilled out into the street. And Amasa was wallowing in the road and all his blood died. Because when Joab left, David told him, he said, hey, look here, you go and stop Sheba, because if not, he going to do us more harm than Absalom did us. Y'all stop him before he get to the city wall. Before he get to the wall of the city, y'all stop him. After Joab hit Amasa up and killed him, left him over there in a field covered up. Yeah, after he put that sword through him and he done wallowed in his blood in the street, nobody could help him. Took him on over there and put him in the field and the people followed. They was amazed at first and then they got over it and followed Joab on up there. Well, when Joab got to the walled city, a wise woman, they say, came out to talk to him because she knew he wasn't going to leave one brick left. David sent him to destroy. And if y'all don't let me have who the king sent me to get, I'm killing everything move. So the woman came and she told him, let me talk to you. He said, okay, I'm listening. And she said, you want this one man? He said, yeah, I just want that one man, Sheba. Because at first she said, well, why would you destroy, God's place? And the things God got going on here, he said, I want to do that. I just want that one man, Sheba, send him on out here. So look, he said, if I get Sheba, we gone. We won't destroy the city. We just want that one man. She said, well, look, we going to give you his head. You just be up by the wall. We going to drop it over the city, in other words. She went and she talked to the whole city and told them what Joab want. They agreed to cut Sheba's head off and give it to Joab. And that's what they did. They cut his head off and threw it over the wall. And Joab got his head and got his men and went on back to David, Jerusalem, to tell him what had took place. So now David in a place where he's comfortable. He's somewhere at peace. He can rule his kingdom. He done repented for that thing he did with Uriah, but God said he would always have trouble in his house, and he did. But right now he at peace because God done put all his enemies to rest. So in verse 2 it says, and he said, the Lord is my rock, my walled town, and my savior, even mine. See, today I can say, and he said, I should say, I say, the Lord is my rock. He's my set free. He's my deliverer. He's my favor. He's my Lord and Savior. He's my everything. I can write that song today. He delivered me from all the troubles that I got myself into. Hallelujah. He didn't put me in it. I got myself into it, but he delivered me out of it. He's that kind of God. So verse 2 again, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my walled town and my Savior, even mine. My God, my rock, in him will I put my faith, my breastplate, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my safe place, my Savior who keeps me safe from the violent man. I can say the same thing today. He keep me safe. Keep me from all hurt, harm, or danger. The doctor diagnosed me with this, but God makes it fail. Hallelujah. Everything that the devil try, God makes it fail. For it says, I will send up my cry to the Lord. Now, he didn't say he was going to the president. He didn't say he was going to the pastor. He wasn't going to the president or CEO of the company. He said, I will send up my cry to the Lord, who is to be praised. I don't care what you're going through. Give God some praise. Thank him for it, because it could be so much worse. Everything that the devil tried, God made it fail. So will I be made safe from those who are against me. I will send up my cry to the Lord who is to be praised. So will I be made safe from those who are against me. 5 says, for the waves of death came round me. Sure enough it did, David. And the seas of evil put me in fear. Saul was after him. Saul was not playing. Saul was going to kill him. Verse 6 says, the cords of hell was round me. The nets of death came on me. Yeah. He was on one side of the cage, Saul and his men on the other. Something happened back with the Philistines or something. Saul go back and fight war. Soon as the war end and everything go back to being normal, he right back after David again. He didn't give up. He aimed to kill David. 7 says, in my trouble, my voice went up to the Lord, and my cry to my God. My voice came to his hearing in his holy temple, and my prayer came to his ears. Oh, you're going to hear him say many times, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to cry to God, and he hear our cry. Hallelujah. 8 says, then the earth was moved with a violent shock. The bases of heaven were moved and shaken because he was angry. I kill Uriah with no cause. I kill Uriah to cover up my dirt. I did iniquities against God. Yeah. 9 says, there went up a smoke from his nose and a fire of destruction from his mouth. Coals were lighted by him. To my God. 10 says, the heavens were bent so that he might come down, and it was dark under his feet. He was angry. And he went through the air, seated on a storm cloud, going quickly on the wings of the wind. My goodness, what a song. 12 says, and he made the dark his tent round him, a mass of waters, thick clouds of the sky. 13 says, before his shining light, his dark clouds went past, raining ice and coals of fire. 14 says, the Lord made thunder in the heavens, and the voice of the highest was sounding out. And he went out, he sent out his arrows, driving them in all directions by his flames of fire. They were troubled. 16 says, then the deep beds of the sea were seen, and the bases of the world were uncovered because of the Lord's wrath, because of the breath of his mouth. 17 says, he sent from on high. He took me, pulling me out of great water. 18, he made me free from my strong hater, from those who were against me, because they were stronger than I. Verse 19, they came on me in the day of my trouble, but the Lord was my support. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 20 says, I want to go back to that. You went to work and they was on you. They already said you were going to get the pink slip. They already had said that you were going to get a write-up. I'm going to call it the yellow slip. You were already going to get the yellow slip. When you get the pink slip, you got to go. You're fired. When you get the yellow slip, that's a write-up against you. When they have your evaluation, they're going to bring the yellow slip up. And they came on you while you was working. Your co-workers didn't like you because they knew what you stand for. You didn't come in there Monday morning talking about what you did at the club on the weekend. You didn't come in there on Monday morning talking about how drunk you were, how many women you played with. Now, that ain't what you came for. You came telling them how good church was that Sunday and what the pastor's message was and how God blessed you through the word of God. They don't like you. Even the supervisor don't like you. The owner of the company don't even want to hear your name. But God gave you favor. And everything that the devil tried, God made it fail. They came on me in the day of my trouble, but the Lord was my support. Yeah, God was your support. He gave you favor. They couldn't touch it. You heard MC Hammer. You can't touch this. Because everything that the devil tried, God gonna make it fail. Hallelujah. 20 says, he took me out into a wide space. Wide place. Took me out into a wide place. He was my savior because he had delight in me. Boy, look at here. He took me out to a wide place. The prison was big. Yeah, much there to be done. He was my savior because he had delight in me. I did that to myself, but because he had delight in me, he blessed me through it all. Brought me out safe, not a scratch, not a cut. I think I had a couple of CCs, never had a DR, a disciplinary report. Never had that. 21 says, the Lord gives me the reward of my righteousness because my hands are clean before it. I done stopped doing all that dirty deeds. I done stopped dealing dope. I done stopped rolling up weed. The day they calling it blunt. I done stopped blunting and all of this. And I should have been stopped because that's what it did to my brain. It blunted it. Ow! Yeah, I done stopped all of that. So the Lord gives me the reward of my righteousness. Because guess what? What you do find you out. I know people, oh, God did this to me and I'm guilty of saying God going to get them. No, what they did going to pay them. Your sins pay you. What you do wrong, it come back to you. Some people do wrong and think they done got away. It gonna show up one day. Whatever you reap, you're gonna sow. If you reap it to the flesh, you're gonna sow it. If you reap it to the spirit, you sow it to the flesh, you're gonna reap it to the flesh. You sow it to the spirit, you're gonna reap it to the spirit. I came home and because I went to prison, I had a few problems. But I didn't have no problem getting a job. God supplied that before I left. Remember, I worked for Mac Paper. Everything that the devil tried, God made it good. Huh? 20, verse 22 says, for I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not been turned away in my sin from God, from my God. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not been turned away in sin from my God. I cut all the foolishness out. I stopped doing all that. I don't desire to take nobody else's husband. I don't care if I see him bathing on the rooftop or what I see him doing is what David is saying. Yeah. 23 said, for all his decisions were before me, and I did not put away his laws from me. This once David got it right, he stayed with God. 24 says, and I was upright before him, and I kept myself from sin. I had to do the same thing. I had to make this flesh come under subjection. And folks think because you saved and sanctified and got the Spirit of God, they don't think you go through nothing. But the spirit of fornication is real. That devil come. And sometimes he'll send one of them old boys that you really had fun with back in the day to holler at you. Because the devil said, oh, now if he come, he going to get her. He came and I had to let him know, look here, I'm saved, bro. Yeah. I'm in the church. And I don't mean that building. I'm in Jesus and Jesus in me. Well, real Barbara, yeah. You sound different, yeah. That's because I'm different. You even look different, yeah. That's because I'm different. Barbara, you don't even cuss no more. No, I gave up the head cussing demon. God delivered me from that demon. Barbara, you sure look I'm different. I'm trying to tell you something. And if you don't want to hear about the Spirit of the Lord, you don't want to hear about God, we ain't got nothing else to talk about. I'm sorry. Because those old things, they passed away. I no longer desire to do them. And then they're like, okay, Barbara, I will holler at you later. Yeah, try to catch you at another time, see if you're there. One brother called me every night at 11:59, sometimes 11:58. I used to laugh in his face, too. He did it for a while now because he was dead serious. He said, hey, it's 11:59 or it's 11:58. You still saved over there? I said, yes, I am. He said, oh, okay. I'm trying to catch you when you ain't saved this late at night. He wasn't going to never catch me. And I could have rebuked him, bind him up, and stopped him, but I didn't let him roll right on. Hey, these your soul, your seeds, you sowing. But you ain't going to never catch me like that. I made a vow to God. I didn't just make an agreement, a commitment. I made a whole vow. And he told me, don't you never go back. You think I'm going back? No, playing with some man? I don't think so. That's not me. I'm not able to do it. And I love men. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. 880, blind, crippled, crazy. I love men. It's just who I am. Ever since I was a little girl, remember Nick Valentine? I love men. Not no boys, I said. Cleon Jackson. I didn't say no boys. Get your mind together. I said me. I know she laughed. See? 25 says, because of this, the Lord has given me the reward of my righteousness because my hands are clean in his eyes. Now, my hands are clean in everybody's eyes, you understand? Because they remember that old Barbara. Oh, now she doing all that church talk. Oh, girl, she jumped on me because I said, look here, my hands are clean in the eyes of the Lord. I repent it. I repent it. Yeah. 26 says, on him who has mercy, you will have mercy. To the upright, you will be upright. Thank you, Jesus. And that's true. Yeah, that's true. 27 said, he who is holy will see that you are holy. Oh, come on today. Come on today. If you holy, you're going to see me holy. That spirit in you going to agree with the spirit in me. And how can two walk together except they agree? He who is holy will see that you are holy. But to the man whose way is not straight, you will be a hard judge. Did y'all hear that? Oh, they told me, oh, can't nobody live that. You preach a hard word, Barbara. Ain't nobody living that. Ain't nobody doing all of that. People give way to their flesh. You don't have to. You don't have to. And see, I found out everything that the devil tried, God made it there. Yeah. I got him on my side. And with him, there's nothing too hard for him to do. Let's move a little bit further. For you are the savior of those who are in trouble. But your eyes are on men of pride to make them low. Did you hear what he said? Oh, they riding high today. They all bat and a bag of donuts. Oh, they all bat and a cheesecake. Oh, they just all bat and a punch bowl cake. Oh, they just got it going on. Oh, they riding high. They making money. They got a big bank account. They're just looking like they're just so, oh boy, nothing can touch them. But the scripture says, for you are the savior of those who are in trouble, but your eyes are on men of pride to make them low. There are a lot of times people chasing after what they see other people supposed to have. And the people with all that stuff on their way to prison. Some of them on their way to hell because somebody going to kill them. Rob them and kill them. Do you hear what I say? So we don't want to be looking at what folks got and what they possess. We want to stay humble before the Lord. And when trouble arises, we want to call on the Lord. God, I'm in trouble. I need your help. Yeah. 29 says, for you are my light, O Lord, and the Lord will make the dark bright for me. Hallelujah. 30 says, by your help, I have made a way through the wall, which was shutting me in. By the help of my God, I have gone over a wall. See, because sometimes depression get us down. And depression is a demon. I know people don't want to hear that. They want medication. They want this and that. But them demons, yeah, I'm just telling you the truth. But God will deliver you. Like they throw Sheba head over the wall. God will throw depression over the wall away from you. Anything that you got, God will throw it over the wall. Yeah, but you have to let him. 31 says, as for God, his way is all good. The word of the Lord is tested. He is a safe cover for all those who put their faith in him. Now look right here, 31. He didn't make no distinctions. He didn't say, well, those that are saved and honor me, those that read my Bible every day, those that pray. He didn't say any of that. He said this. He's a safe cover for all those who put their faith in him, who believe in him. He counted Abraham's faith as righteousness. Not what Abraham was doing, because Abraham was around there doing some do. He was happy to go out to that girl. What her name was. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Hagar. Sarah said, well, go ahead, Abraham. I can't have no children. Go ahead to your handmaid. Boy, his heart was leaping. Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate it, Sarah. I'm going to go over here and do Hagar. I've been wanting to do it, but I have respect for you, Sarah. But you done opened the door and gave me the key. Hagar. Yeah, I call. Yeah. It got him a son, but it wasn't a promise. But God forgave Abraham, and he tested Abraham. And when he saw that Abraham was going to really sacrifice Isaac, his only son, and he wanted that boy. Who wanted him for years? God yet blessed him. See, we all can mess up. We all can do some things. But you got do-gooders now. They come out the mom and daddy house into the church, and they're better than everybody else. I had good godly parents. I'm to my good godly parents. Now, them people didn't teach me no kind of crazy stuff. I never saw my mama drink a beer. I never saw her drunk. You? The only cuss word I ever heard her really say, well, when you sit your behind down somewhere, please. I would hear her say that. Now, when she said that, it's time to sit it down. Yeah. Because if you don't sat it, she going to pat it. I'm here to tell you. So, look. We all done been through the storm and lots of rain. We all done did some things before we come to God. We come forth. Look, we was born in sin. The scriptures say shaped in iniquity. We done did wrong. But when we came to God, he cleaned us up. He set us free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. We may not all be perfect like everybody else. We may not all know everything like everybody else, but he said he is a safe cover for all those who put their faith in him. And God, I'm trusting you. I believe in you to heal me or the fight club. Because you know, Lord, when they make me mad, I put my hands on them. Lord, you know I like smoking weed. I got used to that, but Lord, deliver me. Lord, you know I love these drinks, but God, deliver me. I believe you, Lord, one day you're going to deliver me. I believe one day you're going to lift my head up. I can't keep a job. I can't keep money. Lord, by faith, I believe you're going to bless me to do all of this. He is a safe cover for all those who put their faith in him. 32 says, for who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock but our God? 33 said, God puts a strong band about me, guiding me in a straight way. Did you hear that? He put a strong band about Barbara, and he guided me in the straight way. Hey, glory to you, his majesty. 34 said, he makes my feet like roe's. You know, the deer feet. He makes my feet like roe's feet and put me on a high place, on high places. Yes, he does. 35 says, he makes my hands expert in war. Look at David. Now, that wasn't Barbara. Yeah. So that a bow of brass is bent by my arm. David was strong, too. And he believed in that fight. You hear me? Call him out if you want to. David, let's get it on. David was ready. And when he left there, you was bloody. Oh, yeah. He right. God said the hand was so bloody, he couldn't build his house.
Right.
They had to pass it on to Solomon. Yeah.
Too much blood on it.
Yes, sir. 36 says, you have given me the breastplate of your salvation, and your mercy has made me great. Oh, yes, sir. 37 says, you have made my steps wide under me so that my feet make no slip. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 38 says, I go after my haters and overtake them, not turning back till they are all overcome. Let's say it again. David's hands was bloody. He did not play. Oh, you coming after me? I got something for you. 39 says, I have set destruction on them and given them wounds so that they are not able to get up. They are stretched under my feet. 40 says, for I have been armed by you with strength for the fight. You have made low under me those who came out against me. See, David realized some things. He got that thing right. Yeah, that wasn't David. Oh, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, Barbara Wally, you're right. And now God gave me strength for such a time as this. He knew I would come out of bondage. He knew I would come out of darkness into this marvelous light. So he upheld me for a while until I came out. But David, God brought David out. I'm telling you, he brought him out of this thing. But David had blood. And what they say, you got gas on your chest. David had blood on his chest. Yeah, he'd get it out quickly. If you wanted him to, you'd get it off your chest. Now. 41 says, by you, their backs are turned in flight, so that my haters are cut off. 42 says, they were crying out, but there was no one to come to their help, even to the Lord, but he gave them no answer. Ooh, because I allowed David to go and tear it up. 43 says, then they were crushed as small as the dust of the earth, stamped down under my feet like the waste of the streets. 44 says, you have made me free from the fighting of my people. You have made me the head of the nations, a people whom I had no knowledge would be my servants. Look at this. 45 says, men of other countries will, with false hearts, but themselves under my authority. From the time when my name comes to their ears, they will be ruled by me. Oh, he gave David something, him and Solomon. My goodness. 46 says, they will be wasted away. They will come out of their secret places, shaken with fear. What? 47 says the Lord is living. Praise be to my rock, and let the God of my salvation be honored. Be honored. 48 says, it is God who sends punishment on my haters and puts people under my roof. 49 says, he makes me free from my haters. I am lifted up over those who come up against me. You have made me free from the violent man. 50 says, because of this, I will give you praise, O Lord, among the nations, and I will make a song of praise to your name. 51 says, great salvation does he give to his king. He has mercy on the king of his selection, David, and on his seed forever. David spoke that thing. That I just love it. I just love it. But you see what happened. He brought David into a place, a good place. He didn't allow him to stay out there and the enemies consuming and all. And David realized this and wrote a song. It made me want to write a song, David. I'm not playing. Because God has been good to me. Faithful, faithful. This is what I know. Faithful, faithful, faithful. And the word faithful for me goes to infinity. There's no end to it with God. Hallelujah. Let's see how long this one is, y'all. I didn't look at this one yet. Yeah, we only have 15. What we got? 17 minutes, 18 minutes. All right, let's just read a little bit, and then I'll have to go back to it tomorrow if we can finish it. But we're looking at verse 23 of 2 Samuel, and I mean chapter 23, 2 Samuel, and verse 1. Now, these are the last words of David, the son of Jesse. Oh, I tell you what, let's save that one. We'll save this one. And I come back to it in the weekend. I'll go back over these verses here, the song he wrote and all of that. And then we'll come here because evidently David finna get off the scene. And we thank God. We thank God. And we're going on in Jesus' name. Listen, I'm going, oh yeah, oh yeah. We only have two verses left, y'all. And we'll finish them up on Monday because tomorrow we got a Holden coming in and she will give us her testimonies and tell us about her experience. Six children and homeless. Woo! Wow. That's something serious right there. Yeah. But God blessed her through it all. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sion said, good morning, Mr. Allen. Sion. Yeah. Remember Sion and Dodd and Kate?
Okay.
Who went down to Talon.
Oh, yeah.
Mother,
yeah. Hello. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning. How y'all doing today? God bless you.
Yeah. He can hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're moving right along. And what we're doing, we're going to go to another song. And when we come back, the studio is still open. If you have something you would like to say, please feel free and press that number one and come in. Yeah.
Come on, let's touch it.
Hallelujah, Jarrell and company this morning, prayer room. Said his mama told him to come on in there. Yeah, if you sick, come on in here and pray. God will heal you. Hallelujah. So we're grateful this morning unto Almighty God who have all power. There is no higher power today. And I'm just happy to be here this morning. I thank God for another Thursday morning. I'm telling you, I feel tired, but I'm good. I'm good. And you know, when you're tired in the physical, when the Spirit of the Lord starts moving, you forget your tiredness. I'm serious. I forget mine. Yeah, because the Spirit is moving, not you. Now, when you come out the Spirit, you're going to start feeling a little drained. I'm ready to lay down. I need me a little water. Yeah, all of that will come in. Or I may need me a little something to eat or whatever. Hallelujah. God is faithful. All right, Mr. Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you? Unmute your mic,
dear. You're right. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am blessed this morning.
Well, I'm on mute. But anyway, I just want to thank you for your time this morning, as always. Thank you for your teaching, testimonies, and everything.
Amen.
Because we serve a God that says, look unto the hills from which your help cometh from.
Amen.
Look unto the hills from which your help comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, my mother is not here, so I can't call her and say, Mom, I got this problem. But first of all, she didn't want to hear your problems anyway. But when you start out, hey, Mom, she said, well, let me tell you about my problem so you go straight to yours. So I just want to thank God for a new day.
Yes.
And keep the eyes on the promise. He said, go to the other side. Go to the other side. He said, well, come. Bid me to come on board and walk on the water. By your faith be it done unto you. So I just want to say thank you for encouraging faith prosperity, and understanding. And I want to say good morning to everybody, Brother Louis, Brother Frank, Brother Anthony, Sister Simone, my best friend, Dorothy Goodman, and everyone that's listening. So I thank God for everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we thank God for testimonies this morning. Thank God for what he has done in our lives, because he's done great and mighty things. Great and mighty things. Brother Louis, say, hey, Sister Jerry. Yeah.
Tell him I missed him yesterday. Oh, I missed him yesterday. I needed help. But the hen finally got done.
Okay. Well, you know, now that's up this alley right there, that food talk. Yeah, that's
up
Louis.
I know it.
He loves the groceries, and I don't blame him. I did pretty good with him yesterday on Weight Watchers, because you pick it up on every little thing. Are you going down there and get your smoothie? No, I will be all right, Nikki. I wait till I get home. You got to look there. I said I'm going to do it when I get home. I ain't going to cheat. Because if I go down there now, I'm not with what I'm not supposed to. So then let me do it from the house. I got everything I need. Because fried chicken from Church's Chicken was on my mind. And then I could hear Popeyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could hear Popeyes in the background with them mashed potatoes and that good gravy on them. Said, go home.
Everybody say they mashed potatoes with gravy is good. I never tried them.
What? Jerry, you think your mama made it? You think she made the potatoes and the gravy?
I know she made the potatoes and the gravy because I'm standing there beside her peeling the potatoes.
Them was the days.
I don't think they had Popeyes in the days when I was growing up.
No, it wasn't no Popeyes back then. Your mama was Popeyes.
Yeah, I know she made the mashed potatoes and the stirred of the gravy after the fried chicken.
I'm saying if you get it from Popeyes, Jerry, you think your mama made it. Yeah, we know she made everything from scratch back then. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I don't know. I didn't like mashed potatoes and gravy when I was growing up. I just ate it.
Why even try for this?
Don't even try to ask me to eat that kind of stuff. Ugh.
Yeah, but you ate biscuits. Didn't you eat biscuits back then? Tell me you didn't kill them biscuits now.
Oh, yeah, I ate biscuits and sausage and Alka-Seltzer. Yeah.
My dad had biscuits, too. And I know when he was a baby.
I eat one biscuit and one piece of chicken.
Okay, I know she sneaked some mashed potatoes to you when you was a baby, whether you remember it or not. Yeah, you had some mashed potatoes.
Yeah, she gave them to me when I was a baby. I couldn't help myself then.
Okay. That's a shame for the good master. It is just a shame. It's a shame, but it's all right. It's all right.
I had to eat when I was growing up, but as soon as I got big enough, No.
Okay, well, it's all right. Look, yeah.
Love
you. But look to a day, and then my ha-ha, Papa was a failure.
And he ate lots of spinach.
What am I going to do with that, Louis? I don't know what I am going to do with you, Louis. I don't know what I am going to do with that, Louis. Yes, sir, but they got a Popeye's fried chicken, but Louis, and it is no joke. If you get the right cooks over there with it, it's all supposed to be the same, but some Popeye's in my book are better than others. But the mashed potatoes and the gravy, it appears to stay the same, and I am so happy with that. Yeah.
Some Popeye's ain't as good as others, but I don't really eat Popeyes. That's Calvin's forte.
Okay. Yeah, Calvin, I wonder if Nikki let me have. Wonder what Nikki put it on the menu that I can have a piece of Popeyes and a small mashed potato. I wonder would she do that? And she probably gonna say no.
No, you're not supposed to have it. Oh, don't have
all that grease in there, honey. That's what's going to get send your points out the roof.
I want you to be quiet with the points out the window, Miss Chocolate Cake and Miss Coconut Pie. Just pump your brakes.
See how you're doing me? You're pulling me out, and I wouldn't even say eat no coconut cake. And I'm drinking bottles and bottles of water.
That's all I got to do. About that coconut.
See, now you want me to go back in my mind on what you did about that coconut pie. I don't want to relive that day no more.
I'm so sorry. We're going to get off the food because Brother Anthony can't have that. And he done jumped on the bandwagon, too. Now, he over here talking about, and those biscuits, if they fresh with that honey. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on, Sister Jerry. No more food talk. No more food.
All right. Brave Brother Anthony there. We need prayer. Prayer changes things.
It does. It does. Look here. He tell me I didn't know any other Popeye when I was a boy. Neither did we, Brother Louis. That come later on. And he said, we have a Popeye's here and Lee's Famous Recipe. Now, I haven't been to a Lee's Famous Recipe in a long time. But the cold sauce is pretty good. Yeah, they pretty good now. I got to work with Lee's here. Yeah, they pretty good.
Oh, tell me, Lee's Fried Chicken?
Yeah, Famous Recipe, they're calling it now. You got to give me proper.
Oh, yes, that was some good chicken and some good green beans.
She all for that food. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I thank God for good cooks. I really do, but I can't have it. And Nick is not going for it. You hear me? Mom, I say what? Mama, I say what? Did you drink this and this? Drink water, drink this, eat more fruit, this and that. Oh, she tried to, as a matter of fact, I might go to Farmer's Market and get some stuff over there to me. Yeah.
You ain't got to do that. Wait for your people to get here. They're coming on Sunday.
Jerry, you think I just want to eat one fruit all the time, just peaches, peaches, peaches? I like to have a little watermelon, Jerry, a little cantaloupe, you know.
Oh, okay. I don't like that.
Each one, and I take it out and section it in bags, and as I need a snack, I can pull the one out. That'll keep it from pulling the chicken
in. Oh, I see. You a variety of flavors. Okay.
Thank you. A little grape, and I might bring you some.
I just eat a small sandwich myself.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's a small sandwich, but I will bring you some grapes if I go today.
Yes.
Somebody stop her. Yeah, get her. Yeah. So I'll bring her some grapes. No head cheese, but I will bring a grape or two. And no cheese in the red wrapper.
No. See, I overdid that. I don't know why I overdid it. I know why.
But it's all good. It's all good. I just had to bring that up because my brother know too, if we mention that coconut pie, it's going to get her crunk. Maybe she going to crank up. She going to start up. And so we just start, you know, to do some things. But I thank God this morning again for his word. And if there's anyone has something they would like to say, feel free to press that number one and come in. I don't want to talk about too much food in front of Brother Anthony. Because, Brother Anthony, you know what you need to try too? He and I went to the American Diabetes Association together. But you need to look at Weight Watchers, Brother Anthony. And they got a $10 plan, if I'm not mistaken. Look at Weight Watchers. And if you do that just 3 days a week, I'm telling you, you're going to see a big difference in your life. Yeah. And I don't really count my points because I don't have time. Nikki count the points for me and tell me this and this and this. Well, you got 30 points, Mama. All right, you done ate 3 of them or 4 of them. So you got this many left and this, yeah. And so that helped me to stay on board. And she go to the gym that night. I sit in the chair. I exercise in the chair, but I don't do all that strenuous stuff.
Yeah.
She walking and running and skipping and jumping. That's not Barbara. But, I'm doing all of that, too, to help my knee. And I get the weight up because I lost 4 pounds.
I might have two more off.
You sure you had long week?
Yeah. No, as Jerry said it too, but I didn't believe it because I didn't feel it. But the scale don't lie. Not at the doctor's office. He got that thing right. So I thank God for that, and I'm trying to keep going on it. Now, I love ice cream, so every now and then I'm going to have me a little dish. I can have a small dish. I just can't eat a half a gallon.
Yeah.
So I have a little small dish and sit down, and it's all right. And then I eat some sorbets, too. Every now and then I have a sorbet. You remember the red, white, and blue superstar?
Mm-hmm.
They got the whole half a gallon of sorbet like that. Tastes the same. Tastes the same. Yeah.
The whole half a gallon. The
whole half a gallon of it. Yeah. They trying to wheel you on in there. Yeah. Die from the sugar. Just die from the sugar. Yeah, but God is faithful. And we can have a little bit, you know, and go on from there. And I'm thankful for him for that. So look, Sion loving the, my goodness, I'm going to get off of that, Sion. I ain't going to mention that. I see what you love, and I love it too. Yeah, but I ain't going to mention it. But again, we thank God this morning. And is there anyone else have something they would like to talk about? Please feel free to press that number one. Oh, okay, bro, Anthony, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you, sir. How are you?
God bless, highly favored. Good morning, Mr. Barber. Good morning to everybody. First of all, I want to give God thanks for waking me up this morning. I thank you for life, health, and strength, keeping my right mind, allowing me to see it today. Thank you for the activity of my limbs. And I thank you for who he is to me, in me, and what he's doing in me, and where he brought me from, where he's taking me at. And I just thank God for everything that he's doing and the door he's opening. No man can close, and every door that he closed that no man can open. And just blessed to be here this morning to hear y'all voice and communicate. Thank God for this show and this ministry and for the word that went forth this morning. And thank God for fellowship with one another, with y'all this morning as well. And I was just thinking the other day, I was thinking, I remember what you were saying about the people saying they living their best life. Well, I'm living my best life. And he is showing out and showing up and all the time with me. And, you know, it just showing me, you know, what it can do. And I said that to say, because I was talking to my friend Cindy, and I was telling her, I said, you know, backtracking about, you know, being in the world. And I said, well, when I was in the world, and, you know, when I was smoking and stuff like that, smoking weed, I said, I couldn't get no hotel room with a balcony up there where I could look down and enjoy myself. I said, now that I don't smoke weed, I say, you know, that guy opening doors and, you know, the job I'm with now, they got me, had me in all the nice hotels and, you know, luxury rooms, and I'm sitting up looking at out on balconies, baby, enjoying myself. And she was like, yes, that's what God do. When you walking with him, you know, and you ain't in the world. So, you know, I'm just blessed. And I just thank God for what he's doing in this season and the seasons to come. And I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm living my best life, I can say now. So with guys, I mean, not being in the world, you know, I might struggle every now and then. And, you know, things happen in life, but all the good outweigh the bad. So, you know, I just thank God for that. And I just want to say good morning to you again, Mr. Barber. A little tired this morning. I've been up just about all day yesterday. And the truck that I was driving, the AC went out. So, you know, we got this little heat wave going on. So I've been out there in the heat. But the Lord being with me and, you know, getting me through. And I'm able to relax right now before it get too hot. So I had to get back out in that truck. Just want to say good morning to you again, Ms. Barb, Brother Lewis, Sister Sherry, because I'll be forgetting her. Brother Allen, good morning to you, Brother Allen.
Good morning, Brother Louis. How you doing today, brother?
Thank you.
All right. Good morning, Brother Frank, Sister Fionn, Sister Rita, Sister Rose Brown. Good morning to Sister Dot, Sister Jerry. Good morning to you, Brother Calvin. Good morning to Sister Annalisa, Mother Annalisa, Sister Angela Flick, good morning to y'all too. Good morning to Brother Mike Hops, Sister Kim Hops, good morning to Sister Rose Brown, Sister Jack, Sister Fion, Sister Chante, good morning to you, good morning to Sister Alexis, good morning to Sister Samoa, say good morning to Brother Griffin, Brother Hamilton, say good morning to, trying to remember my name, Sister Alexis, good morning to Sister Michelle Fluker, Apostle Boatwright, good morning to, I forget the names. That's all the names I can remember right now. I'm here. Well, good morning to y'all, man. And just thank God again for being up here. And I was thinking about what you were saying about the Weight Watchers, because I've been looking at some food riding out in roads, and I be smelling that food. And I get to certain places they got restaurants in there, and I'm like, man, I want some of that food so bad, but I got to remember I can't eat all this stuff. So, you know, I need somewhere I can kind of treat myself out sometimes. So.
Yeah. And you know what I learned too, Brother Anthony? If it's a cheat day, don't cheat with food. Don't cheat with food. If you're going to cheat with something else, buy your CD that you've been wanting or a little gadget or something you've been wanting, cheat that way. Don't cheat with food, because it'll lead you back to the path where you come from. And we're not trying to go back. We're trying to move forward the best that we can. And I know, like, I have eggs and a piece of toast, and I even have a flat round of sausage patty, the pork sausage patty. I have that for breakfast. And I may have, the highest carb in there is the sausage, and then the toast, and the eggs are free. And then later on, like 30 minutes later, because that's not a whole lot for me, because, you know, I'm used to grubbing out. Grits, eggs, sausage, you know, biscuits, syrup, whatever. But now, later on, it might be 30 minutes later, I eat a half a banana, or I eat a half an apple. Or, you know, I might eat some popcorn. Whatever is free. No points. That's what I keep eating. And so I'm not consuming my points. So when lunch comes, I'm not that hungry. But if I desire, I've spent 4 points. Let's just spend 6 for breakfast. I got 24 points left. And say for lunch, I burn up 6 of those points. Then when dinner comes, I got another, about 18 points for dinner. So I can have some baked fish. I can have some pilaf rice or whatever I want, you know, for dinner. Broccoli's free, you know. And either I can make me a huge salad and, you know, put some strawberries or whatever in it. But it's going to be more free food than point food. So you might want to try that, Brother Anthony. And when I tell you, in a couple of days, doing that, you're going to see a difference. And I didn't say a week now. I said a couple of days. You're going to see a difference in that you're doing. That Weight Watchers really work. And my doctor, Dr. Moshe is his name, he was the one who told me it worked. At first, I was like, Doc, this want me to do something to get this weight. But doing what he said, it got it off. And I plan on keeping it, keep going. But I'm going slow now, bro, after that. I'm not rushing it off. I'm taking my time, because if I rush it off, it'll come back quick too. But I'm not rewarding myself with food. I reward myself. My cheat day is cheap for something else. I want a bed bench. It's the bench that you put at the foot of your bed, and you can sit on that bench. And that's what I want. So on my cheat day, I'm going to try to buy me a bed bench. And the next cheat day, I might want a book, or I might want a CD, then I purchase that. Or whatever I'm thinking I want for cheat day. That's what I'm going to do, not food. I'm not going to cheat with food. Because I'm telling you, it can quickly lead you back to where you was before. And that's not where we want to be. Yeah. And it's all right. It's all right. In Jesus' name. Nah, I already got this. I'm not going to go through all that with this. Yeah. But let me look. So is there anyone else? If not, we will pray out and go to our last song of the morning. Hallelujah. All right, give you a few minutes. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Thank you for being our way maker, our promise keeper. Thank you that every word of God is pure. And Father, you're shield unto them that put their trust in you. Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. And we thank you this day for all you've done, what you're doing right now, and Father, what you're going to do. And we ask this morning as we depart, that Father, you would bless our going out and bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we need you today. We can't make it without you. And Lord, we ask that you would bless with uncommon blessings this morning. Lord, we ask that you would deliver with uncommon deliverance of us this morning. We want to be more like you. We want to obey you. We want to be faithful, more faithful unto you. But Father, it's you that will give us a crown of life that will never fade away. Help us this morning to get it right with you, not with the world. And God, those that are not doing what you do, we want to cut them off. Those that are not doing what pleases you, we want to cut them off. Those that not trying to walk up right before you, God, we want to cut them off today. Yeah, and we want this mind to be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Help us this morning to love our enemies. Help us to forgive them, oh God, and strengthen us as we go through the trial to get there. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. And Father, those that are struggling this morning, finances, homelessness, whatever it may be today, we ask that you would move on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Or strengthen the hand of the brethren today and sisters. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. And I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, June the 15th, 2022, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day. And we're going to our last song of the morning. And after this one, I won't be coming back today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, dear.
Says you can do it too, in Jesus' name. your feet back, feet back on higher ground.
She gave me the she gave me the address. Wait, let me look at the text. Yeah, he passed away. So I'm gonna try to make that film. Yeah, he was always good to me. Real sweet, real kind.
Sure. I didn't know him that good.
Yeah, you didn't know him that good.
I probably ain't seen
him. Cause I seen him because I used to hang over there with Lil Wayne.
Right, I see. Yeah.
And he moved from here to New York.
Right.
Okay, she said it's a Friendship Baptist Church. That's all she gave me, but she came back and told me something, but I don't know what that said. Let me see. That. So she did give me the church address.
Right,
I see her address. And Shirley said she was going to get back to me. But I find I hit Donna up, Jane Donna.
Okay.
And Donna was like, I don't know. That half of that crazy.
Donna.
That down
there. Yeah, Donna.
daughter said, I don't know nothing about them people, Baba Jean. Go on with all that guy. I don't know what to tell you about him. So that daughter, he in his bed.
Yes, you know what it is.
And anything I hit her up with, she come right back to me with it. No joke. Okay. Yeah, let's see what these nuts are doing right here, because they about to fight us up. Let's see. Now you got a cane and you want to fight.
Yeah.
Oh, he just throwed it down. No, don't let him go. With the bee in your hand. And something in the other hand. Wait a minute. Go on in and get some water.
No, I got a filament. I hope we see that.
I should have ended it, see. I'm finna end it now. Ha ha.